fighting for America.
There is nobody in this country who got rich on his own. You built a factory out there. Good for you. You moved your goods on the roads the rest of us paid for.
Fighting for Idaho.
To make me stay for 20 days, to not be with my family, to put me through this emotional and physical stress is completely unacceptable.
Fighting for you.
Kevin, you know that the opinion of Congress is down around 10 or 12%.
Right.
If you only got 10% of the market with your radio station, they'd be looking for another disc jockey here. I know.
Don't give them any ideas.
Okay,
sir.
Well, you've got more than 10. I think you're up to about 18 or 19.
Thanks.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the Morning. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Joining us now, it's always a dialogue, debate, debauchery, perhaps. Never, just kidding. Dave Pezzo joining us from Pezzo Financial at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
You know, we take a look at this election cycle. Can you believe how much money is being spent, not only in this state, but across the country when it comes to political advertising?
Yeah, and the strategies of it, right? It's when they give up on one race, and so they double down on another race, moving money around like a chessboard. These two parties. It's a fascinating game plan for both, but it is a tremendous amount of money, Kevin. But we know that this is no different, right? It just keeps getting to be bigger and bigger and bigger.
Indeed, and you just wonder the tune out factor. And people say, oh, it's, you know, smearing this person, smearing that person. You know, and I'm not going to blow smoke here, but here I go. You know, a guy like you should run for office.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
You know, you have a good, sound judgment when it comes to finances and keeping things in perspective. But, you know, they'd start running ads, and Dave Pezzo kicks dogs, and Dave Pezzo does this, and Dave Pezzo hates kids. Dave Pezzo made money. I mean, who wants to put up with that?
Isn't that interesting? You have a guy like Mitt Romney, who, you know, by the way, was here last week, right, and spoke here at the Boise Center. But you have a guy like that that was, you know, basically decorated in business, decorated in government service. He saved the Olympics, right? And all they did was parade him around because he'd done so well in life. He was so successful in life. He is now a target, right? So you're right, Kevin. I don't know.
Well, and the scary,
it's really sad.
And the scary part about it was the fact that Mitt Romney was successful, but Mitt Romney was right. And then you had Candy Crowley and other journalists piling on and actually lying during the debates. It's as if it's not difficult enough to unseat an incumbent. But, I mean, he was right about the Ukraine. He was right about Iran. He was right about the economy.
Right.
And then you had... He had Candy Crowley going, well, no, and he backs it up with facts, and they still don't
they
believe
still
it.
Won't, and she does not have to answer for her obvious bias.
Yes, exactly. So
I thought she was a reporter, not a
commentator.
A political commentator, right.
Apparently, there is a thin line there at 580 KIDO. Let's talk about the state of Idaho, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've been hearing a lot about the state of Idaho and political ads and our interviews with all the big candidates and everything. Where, you know, how important is it that we have good schools in this state when it comes to attracting business? Let's say you are you're contacted by somebody and say, "Yeah, Pezzo, I know about you. Your reputation nationally. You live in Idaho. Tell me why I should move my company there."
And if you're talking about education, the question is, how do they rank it? Well, usually they rank it by how much money you spend per student, not the outcome, which is absurd. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. Just because one place, like Washington, D.C., spends more money than anyone else but has terrible results doesn't mean they should rank number one in education. So I think you have to ask, how are we ranking, and are the kids getting an education? It's not a question of how much money we spend. We spend too much money on education, frankly.
Right, but you hear the ads. We're politically, that we spend 50th on education. We're losing our teachers. Whether it's real or not, there is a perception that impacts people coming to the state.
Well, and that's what the job of, if you will, the governor and if the Department of Commerce, you have to you put your best foot forward. They are attracting business, so apparently they've got that message across, Kevin. We've got the miracle going on in Magic Valley, which is clearly incredible. I mean, anybody look at that area a few years back and recognize, who would send big factories there, and they're coming in. Boise is exploding here. It's just a beautiful place to live, and the problem we have now is so many people are moving here, we're getting an awful lot of traffic, right? So the state is working, and the message is getting across. I'm more concerned with getting airlines flying in and out of here. I think that's an important thing that the airport is trying to address. I know they are, and they can't force the airlines to do it, but hopefully the incentives will be put into place, and we can get some more flights.
Which would be the ideal city? We already have, one nonstop to Chicago, Denver, Salt Lake, Phoenix, if you will. I mean, is Atlanta really realistic? I've done business in Atlanta, blah, blah, blah. Not a lot in common with Boise.
No, we had one. We had one. Delta flew there a few years ago. We had one nonstop every day, which was phenomenal. Get all the way to the East Coast.
All the way to the East Coast.
Yeah, well... Well, in one shot, we don't get there now.
Right.
We've tried Dallas nonstop. Some different ones. I think American did that one. But anyway, Kevin, I see some pockets if you can get people back to them. If nowadays these regional jets go a long, long ways, and we can get all the way to the East Coast with those. So hopefully.
So what would be the city effective. For you, Dave Petzo?
Oh, for me? Oh, I get to pick?
Well, that's what I said. Thanks for listening here. I said if you were looking at, I mean, is Atlanta really the best nonstop for us? Is it New York? Is it Washington? Is it some other big city on the East Coast?
We need more to Chicago, number one. One a day isn't good enough at all. And Southwest started that route, and the planes were full. Hopefully they'll bring it back.
And Southwest is a weird duck because they'll give you this propaganda that, hey, we did this, and then they only fly it like 3 days a week or 3 days every 2 weeks or something of that nature.
Well, they tried it over the summer, and hopefully they'll bring it back. Okay, so for me,
so
I think you reached the South.
So people don't fly in the winter?
I don't know why they did it that way. I really don't.
Sure.
I really don't. Atlanta would be because it takes you all the way down into the South. That would be awesome.
It's a long ride, though.
Yes, it is. It's a long ways to go.
I don't know if Atlanta is the right cause. I kind of like the idea of Chicago or maybe even New York City. Atlanta just seems Charlotte because of the banking. Atlanta just seems like, there's a lot of business there, but it just, anyway.
No, it's the busiest airport in the country? So I'm just saying it gets you down into the South, not just there, because you can pick any of the big ones there. Charlotte's booming. Charlotte is a great place, but I can't imagine just having a nonstop there.
The challenge, though, when you talk about this, Dave Petzo here at 580KIDO, what does that mean for people that have big businesses or even small businesses, which, let's face it, small in name only, that employ people?
Yep.
Most of the businesses in our area are small businesses. What does that mean that you have a nonstop to Atlanta? Hey, it's great if you want to go to a game in the Georgia Dome, but besides that, how does that impact our lives here?
Well, it does not impact the small business because they're going to be here anyway. They're homegrown, they grow up, and that's what happens. They stay here. But the medium size and larger business that you're maybe trying to draw here or draw a facility here that would employ a few hundred people, they've got to send their salespeople out. And if you have somebody who has a territory of the Southeast, then you're going to want to get them there. If you can get them there quickly, easily,
right,
you don't burn an extra half a day just trying to get there. So it's important to be able to get people in and out. The other part of that is, what if you have a facility near Atlanta? Then you really have a reason to be having a that would be very, very effective, or another city like that, Denver or what have you. If you have good access to a second facility, you would want that kind of access before you branched off to add another facility in Boise.
Dave Petzo with us, the Petzo Center. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Now, let's get back to your campaign for governor here. I mean, and maybe we'll go into this a little bit more next week, but I thought we'd kind of have a little fun with this segment. So, you are a dad. You have a perspective on the plight of young people. What about the fact, again, in your platform, of how would you address keeping jobs for all the kids that go to school here to stay in Idaho? Because, let's face it, best place to raise a family,
mm-hmm,
low stress, low traffic, low hassles. Now, on the business side, which we'll get to, that's another story. But what would you address if elected to keep people here, to increase the opportunity of the natives to stay?
Well, I think they are doing a great job of that. Because,
what are you doing?
It's not an add-on. I think what you have to do is you've got to figure out how you're going to give people an education here. And not everybody is going to be going to BSU. And I think that's what they did with College of Western Idaho. I really do. I think that's a very impressive, big thing to keep people here in the Valley, because they've got so many
But they get their degrees and then they leave.
Now you're talking on the job side.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Oh, okay, on the job side. Well, no, I think they're doing a great job here. We have the fifth lowest unemployment rate in the country, something like that.
That's according to the governor's talking points, yes.
Yes, yes. Well, it does feel pretty good around here compared to most places you go.
Well, yeah, you're right. But on the other hand, you know, the critics would say that we're getting a lot of lower-paying jobs. Now, you and I talk about this all the time. We're not going to go to the Chinese. We're not going to go to the housing market, some of my pet projects here. But, you know, as a job creator, as someone who owns the Petso Center,
yep.
who has invested in this area, you could live anywhere you want. You love the area. You're an ambassador for it. What would be a good job creator, you think?
People like me. What are?
See, that's exactly why you need to run for office.
It's
Petso 2016.
You know, Kevin, I've always wanted to run for office,
yeah.
but the answer is no.
It's crazy.
For all the reasons you said before, it's just no. I just don't need to have people, you know, I think I've got pretty thick skin. I've been a sales guy all my life, but the idea of being a politician, my gosh, you just have to take that nonsense all the time.
Isn't it crazy, though, in the corporate world, the private sector, you have to be responsible for budgets. Now, in the public sector, with the exception of the state of Idaho, you don't.
No, exactly. And in the private sector, when I say something, I actually have to back that up.
Exactly.
In the public sector, you don't. You say, hey, we're going to spend more money on schools. We're not going to get better results. We're just going to spend more money. Nobody is result oriented and I shouldn't say nobody, but unless you've been in business and you have to do results. It's not we're going to try. We're going to spend more money. It's we need to go get results.
Well, and that's what it's about. So, would you be inclined to offer some type of incentive program? And this is where you've kind of gone off the trail a little, because I remember you were highly critical of the stapler tax, the business equipment
yep.
tax, and the governor has addressed that. But how would you make it more business friendly, not to bring folks in, but to alleviate some of the burden on local businesses here? See, isn't this great? We're talking about Governor Petso here. What
right.
would you do, sir?
Regulation. It's all about regulation. It's not even the taxation that drives people nuts. That's terrible. But it is absolutely all the endless red tape. For somebody, you look at the jump project here, right?
Right.
I think the mayor had that thing killed three times before.
He did. You are correct. Yes.
Right. Okay. And so we're trying to, and then you go on and you say, well, what about the homeless facilities? Why are we suing places like that are trying to feed the homeless? It's ridiculous.
Why did the city sue the Boise Rescue Commission?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? And I know Resco won't talk about it, but it's but,
well,
but
no, I mean that's
because
a
he's a nice man.
That's a public record, but what a ridiculous waste of money to do that.
Unreal. Yeah. And this is what I'm talking about. Now, why are people who are doing good things, trying to build good things, trying to employ people, trying to save lives like the rescue mission does? Why are they running into this kind of regulation? It's because they're bureaucrats. Those folks have never operated anything in their life. They go to law school. They know what the laws are. They know how to push paper back and forth across a desk. They know how to, well, why don't you check this out here? Here's a new paragraph of rules and regulations. They know how to make them. They do not know how to avoid making more rules. They write more rules. That's why I know I sound like I'm anti-attorney, but I just, that's what they do. And 80% of the people in.
Gain your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. Losing up all night.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Dave Petzl with us here. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO, as we go back to more of Governor Petso, you know, you take a look. Well, you know, we can't really talk about the Senate race. We can't talk about the congressional race. Richard Stallings will be in the 8 o'clock hour. We're looking forward to banging wits with him coming up. But, mm-hmm. you know, we take a look at education and jobs are the big issues here in the in the state, and I'm trying to figure out, if elected, what else would you do? We've talked a little bit about education. We've talked a little bit about jobs. What are some of the big issues that you see? How about, okay, let's take a look at the airport and expanding businesses here. What's our hook to bring people in?
Well, our hook is lifestyle, right? It really is. And so from there, I think you want to have the secondary hook, especially for anybody who has experience in business. You recognize that the biggest impediment are the regulations, the constant regulations, the constantly having to deal with rule changes, new rules. And I think I would try to make sure that message was clearer than most places do. What I mean is I think it's easy to compare. We don't have any taxes here because we've got oil. Well, that's a tough one to compete against. Is it really only on taxes? Is that the only issue? And the answer is no. The availability of a workforce that has good job, not just job skills, but a work ethic.
I think
that's what we are. I really do. I think the middle of this country has a tremendous work ethic and at least a shred, it's the tiniest bit of a moral compass left.
However, what about Montana? What about Utah or Wyoming? How do we differentiate ourselves from those folks? Because you could say, hey, big sky country, you could Utah, you get what you get here, plus Salt Lake.
You do, and you're not going to compete against Salt Lake if that from a travel perspective. Do you want to? We've all been down to Salt Lake. There's nothing particularly great about
Salt
Lake.
They have some bad drivers.
They have
some bad drivers.
I think Idaho competes very well against Utah, and Montana's too cold. It's just too cold and too vast. So I don't think that's a big issue. Idaho's got that nice little sweet spot in the middle there. I think beautiful, beautiful mountains, outdoor activities, and just the right size.
Do you expect any changes? Let's say Governor Otter loses with Mr. Belukoff, Mr. Bujak wins, Steve Pankey, who won't return our phone calls, Mr. Pankey, or pro-life, or whoever else wins. I mean, is there a big difference in who gets elected, in your opinion?
I think in the governor's office there is. Yes, I do. That's the person that's going to be setting the tone and driving business. Would a pro-business governor help by hiring more pro-business people in their Department of Commerce? Or are they just going to hire buddies there that also went to law school with them? Are they people that really know business? And I would think that a governor that has been in business, it is important. It very definitely is. It sets the tone for the entire administration.
Right, and some big issues that we're going to talk about, and let's delve into this right now, is Obamacare. There will be no exemptions anymore. Everybody, and I'm sorry to offend everybody, let me apologize in advance, everybody is going to get screwed coming up after this election.
They are. Everyone is. You're absolutely right, because it all comes crashing down beginning in January. Not all. There's still more coming, Kevin. It'll avalanche even worse. But now all of the deferrals that they put off to try to get through this election are now going to be coming due in January. As you know, I had the governor on my Saturday program a couple weeks ago, and I asked him, "Hey, I think I'm kind of wired into the system. I know what's going on, but I don't know what my health care is going to look like next year." And the only thing he says, "Yeah, nobody does. We don't know either." The White House doesn't know. How do you make business plans? How do you run a country like that? Only somebody who's never run a snow cone stand could think that that's okay to do. And that's what our president's done.
How big of an impact, and a lot of us but outside the realm of Steve Ackerman and Tea Party Bob that have devoted a lot of time to it, what's the impact of the expansion of Obamacare and possible Medicaid expansion?
You know what? I really don't know.
A lot of people, the lawmakers don't know.
That's right. We really don't know. We really don't know because the rules are still being made up as we go. So I don't think it's, and when people proclaim they know, they don't know because we really don't know what exactly is going to be happening when states are faced with, and individuals are faced with, what direction they go. Are they going to lose their insurance? I'm sure some people will. And then where do they go? Can they get it back? Do they go into the state? Do they go into the national? Do we go into Medicare?
Right, and we have more questions than answers. Okay, Dave Pezzo here. What should we be looking out for this week in the markets?
I would watch how Europe reacts to what's going on with their banking stress tests right now. So they had about 25 banks that failed the stress test
over
there.
I've done a lot of stress tests.
And I think it's going to be okay, but it's a good thing to watch and see if there's anything wrong over there, because that'll feed into a negativity globally. But otherwise, I earnings have been so good, Kevin. They're just so good. Everybody.
Now wait a minute, you had a couple rocky weeks there, Dave Pezzo. Don't try and spin me.
I'll spin you this, buddy. 4% up for the week, best week last week in the whole year.
Best week ever.
The best week for the year.
Best week for
2 years. How's that?
Now, aren't you guys in all the big money world of finance, aren't you getting ready to take the rest of the year off? Isn't that coming up soon?
No, actually, pretty much goes right into the...
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
Nobody works
week
till
is...
after the Super Bowl.
Thanksgiving week, short. Last week of the year, Christmas week.
Christmas week, nothing
Christmas
happens.
Christmas week, and then, those two don't. The rest of the time, absolutely.
He's always
Grinder.
Working. Governor Pezzo. So will you make your announcement here?
Probably never.
But if you do, would you do it with us? Could we get that exclusive?
All right, it's a deal. If you're still here when that happens,
that's
deal.
That's a very, no wonder he's been here, 30 years now?
Over 30 years.
Yeah. Here at 580, though.
Yes.
Over 30 years. See, he knows. Who knows if you're going to be here, Miller? You ask the right questions. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
And back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning as we try to make sense of the nonsense that is the world from a man's perspective, and we're very proud of that here. At 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller, Dave Burnett, the Manly Man segment. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Now, Dave, I have to tell you, you are always telling me to expand my horizons
yes.
and to get out and do things.
Yes.
Well, last night I started studying the culture of the young people.
Okay, how'd you do that?
I was watching The Voice and Taylor Swift.
Okay, well, that's not getting out and doing anything new, or at least anything productive, Kevin.
Now, for me it is, because... we keep hearing, what is it, change, change, swirl, swirl. What's that song? Jump, 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 whatever.
It's not very good, whatever it is.
It's playing, and the name of her new album or CD or digital download, 1989. I remember 1989. I lived it. Taylor.
She has dumped country music and country world mad at her.
Well, that's where we should start. You're an icon of country music.
Hardly, but okay.
For our purposes today.
All right. Between the two of us, okay, maybe.
Yes. You would be the armed and I would be the unarmed man when we're talking about knowledge and experience in country music.
Okay.
So, is this the turn that was supposed to happen that has happened many years ago, that all of a sudden, boom, you make it big in country and then you leave your country brethren for... the brighter pastures or the insincere pastures of pop music?
Not all do, but those who are chasing the almighty buck do. And she obviously is chasing the money.
There's more money?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you can hit the country audience and the pop audience, a lot more money.
Hmm.
So she's chasing the almighty dollar.
Well, look, I have a problem with that. How dare she do that? How dare she do it for the money? What about the love of the game?
Exactly. Exactly, Kevin. Actually, I really don't care. Taylor can do whatever she wants. Not going to matter to me one way or the other.
Well, it was interesting looking at her and, as she was coaching some of the stars last night. I was fascinated by her knowledge, very into her music. And I guess you'd call her a prodigy or something like that. But
Yeah. Taylor Swift. That's what I'm going to base my life off of. How about you?
Well, there is that one store that we do have an issue with.
Store?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. What was your issue?
Well, if you go to 580kido.com, you will see me dressed up as a turkey.
In the store we were tossed out of?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. I guess I probably shouldn't put the footage up where we were escorted out.
I don't have a problem with that.
Putting that footage up?
Mm-hmm. We'd get more hits.
Because your expression is great when they go, no, you can't film in here. You just kind of go from smiling to, oh.
Well, we could call that the, you know, Kevin Miller is a turkey uncensored or something like that. And, you know, so we're getting ready for Miller's mission, and we'll have much more on that coming up. So to take it to a different level, we decided to dress up, or I decided to dress up as a turkey. So I went out and got a big turkey costume, and we walked around the broadcast center, and everybody laughed, ha, 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 ha.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, I have a new respect for some of these gonzo video people that go into places dressed up. I had people looking at me. I go, what are you looking at?
Oh, yeah. In the video, there's a lady coming out of said store that's like, what are you doing, sir?
Well, she was, you know, and she had a look, you know, we had some fun with it. I go, ho, 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 whoops, happy Thanksgiving. I go, you can never, never start Thanksgiving early enough, folks. And, you know, I was saying eat more turkey. So, you know, we go to unsaid store right by the broadcast center. By the way, I did go to get another turkey today, and I didn't shop at that store.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good store, locally owned. They do a tremendous job, a lot of national publicity.
They do that. You know, I told you before we went in there, I said, they're going to be concerned that you are with PETA.
Well, if I were with PETA, I would be a lot thinner. You ever met a plump PETA person?
Well, maybe you're a new convert to PETA. I'm just telling you, they just got on that right away because they thought, uh-oh, PETA's here. They're going to be flopping around on the floor like a dead turkey.
As if PETA would come to Boise, number one. And number two.
Oh, they come
two,
here all the time.
Into Blah Blah Co? No.
Yeah, they come here all the time.
They don't go into stores.
But they go out. No, they don't, because they have their security that tosses them out, as we found out.
I'm always suspicious of a plump PETA person. Really? You're not eating meat? Really? That's all
maybe
Brussels sprouts?
That could all be potatoes.
Brussels sprouts,
you
really?
You know, the First Lady hates potatoes.
Does she?
Well, yeah. Got them kicked right off of the school lunch menu.
She was the one behind that?
Well, of course she was. She's our nutrition czar.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I'm going to play Dave Burnett to your Kevin Miller here.
Yeah.
You have proof that it was the First Lady that did that.
Does she not have her school lunch program?
She does, but I have not seen the story where she's the one that got him off the WIC program.
I'll get that started. Well, of course she did.
You know, Mike Simpson.
She's
Mike
in
Simpson's
charge of
fighting
all that.
For the potato.
That's her middle name is WIC.
Wow.
What? I'm just saying. She wants our healthy kids.
Apparently. So I've never met a plump PETA person. I did meet one, and I go, I just don't know. That's a lot of margarine. That's a lot of butter. So anyway, so we go into the store, and we're sitting there, and I think you actually enjoyed the humiliation that I had.
Bird costume?
In me being a giant turkey.
You'll notice that on the video, if you watch the video at 580kido.com, you'll notice how far behind you I trailed.
I noticed that.
Going into the store, there was reason for that.
You know, when people do these investigative journalism pieces, they usually have two or three people on the team. I had you.
You'll notice
that, and the clown car.
You'll notice that the security, the guy who was in charge of security, came and spoke with me. He didn't want to talk to you. He was a little.
I thought we were going to get I should have said, "Hey, how about a picture together, everybody?"
I don't think they'd do that because they told us no photography in our store, buddy.
I think that we should take a look at the uncensored part personally.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll take an outtake because I got a couple outtakes.
Exactly.
Maybe we'll do the Kevin Miller outtakes.
This is what happened when the cameras were off, but they were on.
I'll see if I can fire up the Commodore 64 cassette drive in here and put together an outtake of that.
Hey, remember, they did have cassettes in the Commodore 64.
Well, yeah, the originals. Those were rocking.
Look, there's Lawrence Denny shooting. But anyway, at 580K.
What? Lawrence Denny's outside your studio?
He was with a gun. No, wait, he's on TV now. Now he's farming. But
if you want to get diverted on shooting, I could tell you the Jimmy Carter Boise story.
Sure.
You've heard it before, though.
No.
Oh, Jimmy Carter's in town. And he's at what is now the Crab Shack. Used to be a different restaurant. Very upscale restaurant there.
Yeah, I remember. I know where the Crab Shack is.
Yeah, there used to be a very upscale restaurant. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Is that really a good location for a restaurant? Because it's kind of...
It's right on the river.
And oh, because that's right. But there's not a lot around there. Like an old car lot.
One time there was. But all that's, you know, gone downhill since then. But... Jimmy Carter, president, dining in there. Up comes some kid duck hunting on the river with a shotgun. That didn't go well for the kid.
Why?
Secret Service had him pinned down in a heartbeat.
Man, Secret Service.
Yeah.
So you can check out that video. Kevin Miller is a turkey on 580KIDO.com. Mm. Catchy headline there.
Is that what the headline is?
Kevin Miller is a turkey.
Huh.
Or is it, I think it is, or it's be a turkey, give a turkey. No, Kevin Miller is a turkey. Yeah.
All right. I'll see if I can put the outtakes together today.
Yeah, well worth it, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought the outtakes will be well worth it.
Well, yeah, the expression on your face when they go, no, you can't film in here. You just went from happy, hey, everybody, we're... Oh.
Well, I wanted to make sure we got the pictures, and we're going to have to reshoot those again. But here's the thing that I was, you know, I guess we should have been more mentally ready for that to make it, you know, light of it all. But so we've got the turkey outfit. At least, you know, like I said, it's for a great cause. We're getting ready for Miller's mission one more time. And we're going to, you know, focus in on turkeys. So I'm excited about that.
That'll be good.
We had several hundred turkeys last year, so.
That'll be good. And that's coming up in November.
November 17th through the 22nd.
Yeah, that way management can't accuse us of not being ready.
I will not be around here. I will be on location.
Well, that's right.
I'll be out with the people.
That'll be good.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this new controversial ad.
The new controversial ad? The one with you in the turkey costume?
No, no, at 580KIDO, 580KIDO.com. No, the A.J. Belukov is a goalie ad. You and I both watched it this morning.
Ah, yes. He is dressed as an Idaho Steelhead, which I thought the Steelheads were nonpartisan, but I guess not.
Who thought hockey players were? Well, I'm not
whole team.
I'm not going there because this is too close to call. Mr. Belukov, I was with you all the way. Governor Otter, I was with you all the way. Mr. Bujak, it was you and me. Kind of like Gene Hackman in the old Superman. I was right there with you all the way. No, but so he's dressed up as a Steelhead goalie.
Yeah.
And if you notice the colors of the team, it's kind of like the Otter colors, the black and the gold or the black and the yellow. And there's
yellow.
Three people, yeah, the opposing team.
Oh, because I was going to say they're kind of black, white, and blue.
Yeah, well, I mean his signs.
Oh, gotcha.
So he's taking on three people, and all of a sudden, whoosh, 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 the only thing missing is the Jean-Claude Van Damme split.
Was there any other players in the picture? Anyone coming across checking him?
The opposing team that wanted to score all the goals, but AJ stopped all of their shots.
Huh.
And he's didn't it say like your goalie AJ Belukov?
I was only kind of watching out of the corner of my eye.
It. Yeah,
because I was wondering what is he staring at? Because I was wondering what you were staring at.
You go. The best was, hey, what's he doing with the Steelheads? I go. He owns the Steelheads.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So what?
I thought he was a man of the people.
That Steelheads sell out all the time, right?
Well, yeah.
What does that say though? I mean, he's putting it all on the line here. You know, here's the funny thing. Idaho Democrats can't say that this man did not give everything that he could to win this race, win or lose.
Yes, I would say based upon past campaigns over the years, probably more being put into this by the candidate than anyone else I have seen.
Makes you wonder if it's going to pay off, if he knows something that we don't.
Well, I think he's banking on something that, you know, that he feels is going to happen. Whether he knows something or not, I doubt that he could say that.
I'm just wondering, though. I'm just wondering if there's something there that, you know, you look at the latest poll, it was 39-33, something like that. And you think if that's true, that doesn't bode well for the incumbent. However, there's still 6% difference between he and Mr. Belukov. And there's no law that you have to get 50%, right?
No.
So a win is a win is a win. Wow. And then we have the legislature.
Yeah.
Afterwards. I don't know. That ad will win a national award.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Just because it is out of the ordinary. I've been watching C-SPAN lately. Kevin, you need to get out. Well, I did. I watched Taylor Swift. No, I'm watching C-SPAN. And on that, they show all the different political ads across the country. That ad will, boom, make the news.
We'll watch and see. I would assume that's what his campaign is hoping for.
Well, I mean, nationally, like Campaign and Elections Magazine, I bet that'll win a national award.
Yeah. Then we'll see all kinds of candidates in goalie outfits.
Does it really move the people?
It might catch an eye.
Okay.
I mean, it did yours and mine. We're going, what in the world?
Yeah, we're mutants, though. I mean, we're out there, yeah. You know, it's you and me next to Larry and next to those Halloween people.
Yeah. But by the way, before I go.
Before you go, I had something else.
Well, hurry.
I forgot.
Okay. Before I go, here's a quote. There is nothing wrong with potatoes. It's just according to the Institute of Medicine, the low-income women and their babies and toddlers served by WIC programs will be much better off if they eat nutrition-dense fruits and vegetables as it's opposed to potatoes.
Tom Vilizak?
No, that was Michelle Obama.
Man, she's got her hand in the pickle jar.
See, I'm telling you.
That's not necessarily a plot against the potatoes, is it?
Well, ask the potato farmers.
Now, you've been here since what, 63?
1863, yes.
So, how big is this education issue? I mean, you and I have been at the forefront of this for many, many years. I mean...
How big is it?
Is it big enough to elect Governor Baluchoff?
Well, it's not... I don't think... I mean, all parents are concerned about their kids' education.
People are angry. I mean, but is the school lobby enough to elect Mr. Baluchoff with his money?
That is what Mr. Baluchoff is banking on.
I'm asking your opinion.
I don't think so.
Coupled with the contentious primary, coupled with the big money?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You think the governor will prevail?
I would think so.
Coupled with Mr. Bujak? If he does win, he'll need all of his over 3 or 4 decades of goodwill to get by.
And voter turnout will make a big difference.
You have to wonder if Stephen Yates replacing Barry Peterson has a play. And I know that's wicked inside, but the people that actually go out and vote are people that matter and that care about these things.
Let me do this. Your traffic now, Kevin.
What?
I've got to do traffic as you're coming out of Canada.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
So we got a couple things on our website, 580 KIDO. We have Kevin Miller's a Turkey, a great short video, number one. Number two, should Idaho quarantine Ebola patients? A quick poll. We'd love for you to sound off on that. We'll be talking about that all morning long. And coming up, something very, very different. First, traffic at 580 KIDO, 8 right now in Boise. Coming up, our interview with Congressman Stallings. We had a chance to catch up with him. And those of you that say, Kevin, you're not fair, you're not balanced. Oh, Congressman Stallings is a liberal, and he's proud of it. He says he's an independent Democrat and is angry at the system. I found him very refreshing, even though I doubt we agree on a whole lot of anything. So we'll hear from Congressman Stallings, get your thoughts, and Glenn Beck smacks the Treasure Valley. Stay tuned for details. I want to hear from you.
Serving Emmett, Idaho.